This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just had some guy on there. He didn't like the fact that I was calling out his political idolatry. And he starts coming after me because I have long hair. And, you know, what's interesting about that is most people that have a problem with my long hair, they're bald-headed. And that's the truth of the matter. You know, that's not my fault, guy. I know that you're probably envious because I have a full head of hair, but that's why I have this hat on, too. It's to hold my full head of hair behind me so I can function. And furthermore, he puts out there 1 Corinthians 11:14, and so I had to put on there, why don't you finish verse 16, and then with the question I proposed, and I proposed it to all the biblical illiterate ones out there, why did Jesus have long hair? Huh. It's the custom of the day. That's why. He's straining at the gnat, swallowing the camel. This is what it's like. This is the feedback I get from these knuckleheads that don't take the time and judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20. If you're having any issues online, everything's fine here. It's on your end. Okay, so let me get over to this because apparently the people were unwilling to pay attention. I want to show you something. And I'm going to bring up the Chinese again, like I said I was going to, okay? Yesterday, I had taken the time and exposing who's behind all of this sodomite agenda, the gay agenda, which our laws in this country condemn. Why? They're called crimes against nature in state statute because God condemns them. Leviticus 18:22-13, 1 Corinthians 6:9, Jude 1:7, and 29 other references condemning homosexuality. Okay, also go to Romans 1:26 and read to the end of the chapter. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because it's your government that's doing this. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on what I spent exposing yesterday. But I do want you to understand, folks, that we're seeing this across the boards coming from them that claim to be the good guys. Americans, let me say this. You're seeing this all at the same time. And I'm not talking about how when you've seen Target and Doritos and Bush Light and all this other stuff, they're just showing their allegiance in this fascist state, hand in glove with the government that are calling in favors. It's the government pushing the sodomite agenda. Why? Because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. But it goes further than that. It's because they are what they advocate for. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, if you're not standing against sin, it's because you're guilty of it. That's exactly right. You're promoting it. Well, look at this. A Wisconsin governor sold to the people in that state as a good guy. Listen to this. Transgender, no such thing. Genesis 5:2, God already made the decision, male and female. There is nothing that holds when it comes to truth in this issue. There's no such thing as a transgender. But what they call it, it's there to create confusion. Nothing more, nothing less. One American News just highlighted Wisconsin governor, transgender athlete banned, vetoed by governor. Isn't that interesting? They're pulling down the laws that make the innocent a prey. You should ask the question, before allowing them to pull down the fence, the laws, you should ask them why it was put up in the first place. I'm going to highlight this in just a moment. I also wanted you to pay attention to the fact that this happens simultaneously across the country in one way or another. During that of what the apostates in the American church have labeled as Easter, which is a pagan holiday, is actually the day of resurrection, has nothing to do with a bunny and eggs. Isn't it interesting that this devil right here, who, by the way, was kicked out of the funeral of those fallen police officers last week because the police in that state hate her guts. Isn't it amazing how we see this all over the country? The people hate the said governors, but the mainstream media is selling to the people that hate the governors, that they love them so much that they voted them in. You are incorrect. They were not voted in. It's called voter fraud. But isn't it interesting that Mrs. this witch right here, also on what they called Easter, the day of resurrection, Governor Hochul orders World Trade Center, New York landmarks lit up in trans flag colors. Folks, you know what they're doing? They're pulling down all of your defenses. You're being laughed at. You've become a byword in this country. You're being mocked by the rest of the world, and your enemies are encouraged by what they're seeing you tolerate. Because you look like a bunch of effeminate pansies that allow their government, the majority, to allow the one or two to go ahead and advocate for what they say that they condemn in obedience to God. They're hypocrites, and I'm talking about the majority of the people that tolerate it. Look at this. This is New York City in 1959 on the day of resurrection. It's pictures of buildings in New York City that have lit up crucifixions on their buildings. In New York City under Hochul, Easter 2024, they call it. Look at they did. They're advocating lawlessness in your country. Same thing Hitler did. What are they breeding? What has been the fruit of the seeds that they've been allowed to sow? Look at this. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is being exposed on a daily basis. A kid, a teen, that they're labeling, the mainstream media, calling him a transgender. He is not a girl. He is a boy, and we're not going to pretend with him. Well, he was just sentenced after fatally shooting a 12-year-old girl. You need to understand the crimes that come with this. This is what I've always said, and I want to highlight it one more time, LifeSite News. A married homosexual, it's not married according to what the Lord has ordained. This is the state crossing the lines that have been erected, barring them from doing what the church is ordained to do. This is the government overreaching again, acting outside of their scope of authority by calling this a marriage. But the headline says, married homosexual arrested for child pornography, hand in glove. How could it be otherwise when homosexuality, sodomy, in which God condemns, isn't it interesting that it's predicated on man-boy sex? That's why you have Senator Weiner from San Francisco trying to normalize the crime between adults and children in the United States of America. This should come as no surprise. This is happening all day long. Teachers are being busted for pedophilia all day long. Why? It's the government pushing this. That's what people need to pay attention to. Yesterday I took about a half an hour, and I highlighted the fact that you need to pay attention to the Supreme Court, which, so you know, they are not the final arbiter. The Supreme Court is not there to play the activists. They are not there to what they call legislate against our laws. They are there to discover the laws, and our laws condemn the very things that they're advocating for. But the reason I'm saying that is because they put a woman named Alina Kagan in during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure, just in time for something called gay marriage and for what you're dealing with today. She never judged a case a day in her life, friends.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yeah. 1-866-582-9933. Boy, you guys have been real quiet today. I know I'm hitting a lot of topics. I totally get it. I remember one time when I first started radio at Salem Communications in Minneapolis, I was trying to figure out why I was kicking out so much information, and I wasn't getting a lot of phone calls coming in. And, well, when you look at Scripture, the Bible says that Jesus spoke boldly, and they say nothing to him. Now, if I opened the door and I started talking about the mainstream media and the narratives that they're pushing, my lines would be lit up all day. And it would be all that, it'd all be filled with a conversation. What would it be filled with? Vanity. Nothing. Worthless. Empty air. Goes nowhere but in a circle. People like to talk. Like a bunch of Stoics and Epicureans. Acts 19. Doing what? Just looking for something new to talk about. No, I'm looking for the resolve that you claim that you want. I'm showing you the problem and then I'm telling you what the answer is. That's what we do here. With every topic. The strength of our law is found within the people to enforce, and if they don't want to enforce it, this is what we're going to do. We're going to highlight it. And this, I believe that the Lord is using me to basically testify against the people. Here's the answer. And if you're not willing to go ahead and move with what I equipped you with, namely myself, my law, provision found in the Constitution, if you're not willing to enforce it, then what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and allow them to continuously forge the chains of your slavery and the posterity of your slavery more and more on a daily basis. I don't want to be a part of that plan. I want to be a part of the answer. And that's up to us. And that's what our forefathers did. They took the responsibility of dealing with the issues. And so they did. So let's get to this. I told you I was going to bring up the Chinese again. Yesterday, I love this, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, and I don't want to hear your shots, I don't want to hear your cracks, Again, what we're doing here is giving you facts. We're telling you to cross-check everything we say. Yesterday when I brought up the point that the Chinese are behind all of this push for what they call transgenderism in America, one guy says, no, that's not where it's coming from. Oh, yeah, it is. And I knew it was. Because, again, what's happening is Americans don't realize this. Listen to what I'm telling you carefully, because this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a day where you're going to get smacked. And I'm talking about judgment. You're going to be attacked. And it's in all these people in America that are being used as useful idiots, all these agencies that are willing to go ahead and attack their own people, they don't realize that they're going to be attacked too. They're expendable. They're just being used right now because they're too foolish to figure out, again, what history teaches us. They need useful idiots to attack their own people. But this is what happens to a people that wickedly depart from God. What I'm saying is, one day in the future, how near that may be, I don't know. It could be measured in minutes, days, weeks, months, a year. I know that we're coming up to it. And I know that because I can look at the timeline that the Lord has given us in Leviticus 20:16, starting in verse 15. We're in the seven times more judgments right now. We're going to be nailed by Chinese and Russia, who are going to be working together along with treasonous individuals within that are breaking us down. We're destroying ourselves. Why? Because our sin is finding us out. Sin is the transgression of law. That means I'm talking to sinners that are guilty of breaking God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. That should drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. So for the record, I want to say it live. I want it to go out there live. I want it to be recorded live as a record against the people. Out of love, not hate. You're going to wake up one day, or it's going to be sometime throughout the day, where you are going to be attacked. You're going to be attacked by China, and you're going to be attacked by Russia. It's already happening within. Back in the 90s, under Bill Clinton, if you guys remember, I need to highlight this. I know I've said this before, but I need to highlight this for the new viewers and the new listeners. Bill Gates was not being impeached for Monica Lewinsky back in the 90s. That was the front. The media was covering for his crimes, and what were his crimes? ChinaGate. Bill Gates was selling American military secrets to the Chinese. You've allowed the Gates, you've allowed the Bushes, you've allowed the Obamas, you've allowed the Bidens, you've allowed the Trumps to go ahead and set the stage for what's going to be happening. I mean, look at this, folks. Over the last 3.5 years, just think about this. What happened? Your governments, working with Big Pharma, created a crisis out of something called the coronavirus, which there were several strains, which it is a cold strain. 99.997% of the people healed naturally. And P.S., they just reverted back to it now after they made their money. After how many people have been murdered by Big Pharma working with the corrupt in government. I'm talking about the corrupt. I'm not talking about the good guys. Okay? Because we had a lot of judges telling us what they're doing was illegal. But what I want you to pay attention to is how many Americans have been murdered because of what Big Pharma and the government colluded in doing against we the people through the experimental jab. And what, 3 years later, they opened the floodgates to illegals to take our position? That is perfect judgment, folks. That is beyond the hand of bad guys or good guys. That is the hand of God bringing forth his judgment that he promised. If you want specifics, go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And put into that mix verse 50, Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, and also go to verse 63, and the Lord will tell you why this is happening today in this country. So, with that said, let's go back to the point. This said transgenderism that's coming into America is coming into America because the Chinese are doing their best to demoralize us. That's why America, the traitors within, have appointed men dressed as women as your military heads and your branches of government. They're weakening you for the attack. Here's the other thing. What people don't understand is that it is the Chinese that are behind this transgender movement. And I'm going to show you others that are in part of that as well in just a moment. But yesterday, a guy said to me, mockingly, scoffing at me saying that's not where it came from. No, they're appealing to the base sort. That's right. Why? They want to empower them to put them over the top of you and me and then have them force rule us. Exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Okay? Check this out. This is IFAPRAY, ifaprayer.org. Chinese billionaires are pushing transgenderism into America. So when you see all of those said representatives in federal and state government advocating what they call transgenderism, it should show you whose government they're working for. And guess what, friends? It's not ours. I just highlighted the corrupt in New York, Hochul. I just highlighted this, and notice the age. People need to pay attention to this generation of those that are in pulpits, those that are in occupying office in America today in government. Look at this guy. This is the governor, Tony Evers. What is he, 75 years old, 70, 75 years old? He's advocating for these crimes. It's the hippie generation. That's what this is. Man, if day by day, the older I get, the more I take things seriously, even going into depth in a more serious mode than I thought I could go into, because I know that at the end of the day, I'm going to answer to the Lord for what I do and what I don't do. Why? Because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, starting verse 8. Okay? You're seeing these people simultaneously push the agenda. That's because they're working for the Chinese government, pushing for a global order. Why do you think, and I'm sure you've heard this, you've heard of these billionaires? Matter of fact, Zuckerberg's one of them, little front for the CIA concerning Facebook and Meta. Isn't it interesting that they're making these $100 million bunkers? You've heard of this. Why are they making bunkers? Why are they preparing to be underground for 3 to 7 years? It's not a theory. It's a fact. It's easy to find. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Because they're all working in alliance with hell, because they think that they're going to do what nobody's ever done since the beginning of time. They are seriously challenged. They have eyes, but they don't see. They don't want to see. They have ears. They don't hear. They don't want to hear. Hey, folks, listen to me, and I want you to be encouraged. Look at me on social media platforms. If not, listen to me. The seed of the righteous is forever. The church is going nowhere. I'm talking about the real deal church. And he's not going to fail one word of his covenant, because he never has.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update.
Aftershocks still being felt after a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the northeast of the epicenter, Lebanon, New Jersey, 50 miles from New York City. It's been 139 years since New York City felt anything like this, and it's been 240 years since a quake this strong hit New Jersey. The last time was in the year 1783. For a period of time, there were ground stops Friday at the New York area airports, Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were checked for cracks. More than 600 flights were delayed and more than 30 were canceled. President Biden making a trip to Baltimore on Friday to tour the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Most importantly to the people of Maryland, I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for 25 years, and or before. It's news.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to just reverse just a moment, if you don't mind. Because I want to show you where this transgenderism is coming from. No such thing, but I'm just using their wordage, their verbiage, okay? And I'm showing you right now, Chinese billionaires are the ones that are pushing the transgenderism. When you look at the mainstream media, every single one of them are pushing the agenda. Again, listen, Fox News is too. Remember when Sean Hannity did an interview with Bruce Jenner? Do you remember for the hour that he did the interview? I didn't watch the whole thing. I just knew it was true. Isn't it interesting that the whole entire time Sean Hannity addressed Bruce Jenner as a man? That's how you drive the narrative. The media wants you to believe that they speak for you. And if you love Sean, guess what? You're going to take on what Sean's doing. That's why it's important for our eye to be single, and we have it fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God. Okay? My big brother, my Lord, period. The captain of my salvation. The whole time, he kept making reference to a man as a woman. That's how you control and drive the narrative. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because you guys have all heard of this girl, and I'm just saying, either she's very naive and she's doing this in ignorance, inadvertently, or she's doing it on purpose, advertently. But she's getting a lot of attention, and I'm just telling you, I'm not saying the Lord said anything. I'm saying I'm using discernment by the Holy Ghost, who is speaking loud and clear, 1 Corinthians 12, that we might not serve dumb idols, okay? There's no reason that we're walking in circles, church. He gives us the Holy Ghost to lead us, Romans 8, 14. But I want to go back, and I want you to see this Riley Gaines, this one that's out to end the use of biological gender terminology. You guys have all seen her? You guys know what controlled opposition is, right? I just highlighted Sean Hannity addressing a man as a woman the entire hour of his show. Okay, I'm just here to tell you all, I'm not going to pretend. No way. I'm not going to pretend to add to confusion. Daniel 9, 7. God is not a God of confusion. Okay, and the bottom line is that I'm not going to aid the enemy in what he's trying to push. I'm just kind of curious to know. That's all. Just a big question mark around Riley Gaines. Why is she out there talking about William Thomas, who the mainstream media is pushing as Leah Thomas, a man that wants to be called by a woman's name with a woman's jumpsuit on, changing his clothes and taking showers with the women's swim team? Shame on the adults. I'm just kind of curious to know, and I'm saying this slow, and I'm being slow on purpose. I'm just kind of curious to know why Riley Gaines continuously calls William Thomas Leah. Why is Riley Gaines allegedly out there trying to tear down all of this transgenderism, which does not exist? Why is she constantly calling that man Leah Thomas instead of William? How do you drive the narrative? You control the narrative by what? Driving the narrative. You create the problem, you lead it out, and then you bring forth your political objectives. She's talking just like the propagandists would have her talk. Why? That's all. I'm just trying to get you to think. The first thing I would do, and I haven't even thought about getting her on the show, the first thing I'd ask her is, Riley, you sit there and you're out there doing your best to tear down this nonsense and this illegality, this criminal activity, which it is in America, and you're right in doing so, but I'd ask the question then, why are you talking accordingly as to how they would have you talk and driving that narrative? Because to me, it doesn't sound like you're so much standing against it as you are advocating for it. See, that's what people need to understand. Our conversation is to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not to become the spirit of the world and advocating what the devil wants you to talk about and what he wants you to say and how he wants you to say it. But that's what I see Riley Gaines doing. Just food for thought. That's all I'm saying. Just got a question mark, just got a flag, and I'm not buying all of it, okay? And it's not just Fox News that's highlighting this. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that thinks Fox News is the exceptional outlet to go to when it comes to information. No, it's all the same. They're all controlled by the same devil and narrative. The Mockingbird Media, the CIA-controlled media, which is owned by six corporations worldwide. Okay, I just wanted to highlight that. Now, let's get over to this, because this is the kicker. This is absolutely the kicker. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God. Okay, now I want to ask you a question. Do you know everything? Is everybody that's watching me or listening to me right now, do you know everything? No. I want to ask you the next question. Have we, since we've been on the radio, either myself or Tim, have you found us to be in error concerning what we promote? No. Okay. If that's the case, and I'm not saying that in a self-righteous manner, we're not here preaching our word to build up our own self-righteousness. We're preaching the Lord's word, and the Bible says, in him is no unrighteousness. I'm not here because I applied for the job. I'm just responding to the call because I love the Lord for what he did for me on the cross. I'm talking about the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Okay, now, let me get back to this. It's interesting. The reason I just asked you the question, do you know everything? I want to tell you something, and I want you to see this because this is one of the things that most Americans willfully overlooked. And what I'm talking about right now, it's interesting that Donald Trump, the guy that they're trying to put right back into the office right now, and I want to show you this so you can see it for yourself. It's not me coming up with this information. You do know that the America, listen carefully because we're talking about transgenderism, which doesn't exist, but look who's pushing it. I'm asking, and I'm going to give you the answer to the question that I'm asking you, where is this coming from? You guys do know that just 4 years ago, according to Washington Blade, the America's LGBTQ news source, a pro-sodomite organization, a criminal organization in America, you do know that Donald Trump retweeted video praising himself as the most gay president, pro-gay president in American history. Of course, Donald Trump is the best at everything, right? Matter of fact, I want you to go ahead and check this out really quick, and you can go ahead and hear for yourself concerning an individual that he put into place.
In American history. I can prove it. My name is Rick Grenell.
Listen to him.
I'm America's
Rick
first
Grenell.
Openly gay cabinet member.
Under Donald Trump.
As a United States Senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances.
Playing off each other.
Because we would be a security risk. Joe must have been terrified when Donald Trump appointed me as acting director.
Donald Trump appointed me.
The fact that I'm gay didn't even faze Donald Trump. Joe Biden certainly didn't congratulate me.
This is Log Cabin Republicans for Sodomites, by the way. So the Republican Party, unconstitutional, is being infiltrated and overtaken now.
Lesbians in 3 years than Joe Biden did in 40-plus years.
Donald Trump advocated the gay and lesbian agenda in 3 years compared to what Joe Biden hasn't done in 40 years. Where are the American people? They're playing off each other. This is the information that people overlook when they come to the worship of Donald Trump.
For four decades, Joe Biden has attacked the LGBT.
And we can see Joe Biden's now in office, the criminal is. And what is he doing? Is he tearing it down? Absolutely not. He's advocating it, even worse than what it was before. Just to show you how they're playing back and forth off each other.
Of homosexuality. Biden said again and again.
Listen to this.
That he was against marriage equality.
It's just not true.
Do you support gay marriage?
No.
And he's told to say no.
A man and a woman.
And now? Well, now that we've made progress, Joe Biden's changed his mind. I know firsthand that President Trump is the strongest ally that gay Americans have ever had in the White House.
Donald Trump is the first president in American history to advocate the gay agenda the way that Donald Trump has said, none other than Richard Grenell, the first sodomite appointed to a government position in America. Wow. Okay, so I wanted you to see that, okay? Just Bradley didn't say it, just highlighting the truth, the facts. Trump retweets video praising him as most gay president in history. Pro-president. Pro-gay president, right? Okay, so you can see that. Now, I want to show you this, too, because this is something that Donald Trump came out. I want you to contemplate all the crimes that have been committed against children by men on children. The slogan for the sodomites, by the way, according to North American Man Boy Love Association, is sex before eight, before it's too late. I got videos on this where I can prove the point, and I have. But I want you to see this. Contemplating all the crimes that have been committed and are being committed against children, isn't it interesting that Trump administration, according to NBC News, launched a global effort to end criminalization of homosexuality? How many of his worshipers know this information? or how many of them are willfully overlooking this information. Okay?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
On social media, just responding to Throp, 1-866-582-9933. What are you talking about? This guy will never condemn the Jews and their agenda. What are you talking about, Throp? Are we talking about the Jews today? What's the name of your radio show? I want to watch it. I want to listen to it. Why don't you go ahead and get your own platform, and then we'll watch you, and you can show us how it works, okay? Stinking people like you, you just come out of nowhere, you have no idea what you're talking about, you strain at the net, you swallow the camel, you put both feet in your mouth before you even know what you're talking about, and you've got something to teach other people? Not. What a clown. Seriously, what a clown. And I see this all day long, folks. And this coming from the people that are educating others as to what the truth of the matter is, when there's no truth in them. We're highlighting right now that of his supporters are doing their best to overlook that for which Donald Trump is advocating. I just highlighted the fact, again, me not creating this, just highlighting what's there. Trump retweets video praising himself as the most gay president in history. We have a friend who works in the White House media. We've had her on the show, who told us what Donald Trump says inside of the White House and what he says to the people are two different stories. Of course they are. But if you judge him by his fruit, you can see he's saying the same thing. It's true. Okay, now this is what I want you to get. Donald Trump also, this is what I had to kind of cut short, Trump administration launches global effort to end criminalization of homosexuality. Consider the kids that have been violated. Consider this, friends, the 5,000 members of the Pentagon that were busted under an ICE investigation, reported Brian Bender from the Boston Globe about 12, 13 years ago, that were busted downloading child pornography. And here's Donald Trump launching a global effort to criminalize or to stop the end, or I'm sorry, to stop or to put to an end the criminalization of homosexuality. How's that been working out for you? Guess who's advocating more this than any other president since Donald Trump? Donald Trump. I didn't say it. Here, look. This is the mainstream media telling you this. I thought they were attacking Trump. They're not attacking Trump. They're promoting Trump. Wow. The more they attack him, do you guys know that the more the blind and the deaf support Donald Trump? Did you know that? This guy's accumulated hundreds of millions of dollars from the stupidity of the people that overlook who Donald Trump is. They're aiding him right back into the White House. That's what they're trying to do. So he can finish the job. We'll see, won't we? Yeah. Well, when incrementally give way to more tyranny, don't say that the Lord is not faithful through this ministry, because we have been. Now, this is what I want you to check out. Where's all this coming from? Well, what's interesting is, did you know that Trump, businessman Donald Trump, back in 2012, has overturned a decision by the Miss Universe organization, which he owns, to disqualify a Canadian man that's dressed as a woman in the beauty pageant contest because she was not a naturally born female? Hey, folks, it's not a she, it's a he. Okay? Jenna Talakova, a tall blonde who underwent gender reassignment surgery at 19 and holds legal documents affirming her identity as a woman who is a man, wants pageant organizers to go further and drop eligibility rules that she calls discriminatory. I want you to see a picture of him. This is a man. Look at the headline. This coming from a propaganda outlet back in 2012. Who's on full board with the agenda they're pushing today? Reuters. This is a man. Donald Trump overrules rejection of transgender beauty queen. For all of those that have said, well, we heard in church that the prophets have been telling us that Donald Trump is appointed by God. Yeah, yeah, not to make America great again. No, he's been appointed by God to judge America. John Calvin said that when God means to judge a wicked nation, he appoints wicked rulers. Read Psalm 12:8. They're right, but they're not saying it that way. They're saying get behind him, support him to their own demise. I'm telling you just the opposite. And guess what? They're loved and I'm hated. Luke 6:26. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. The false prophets are loved. Guys like me are hated. Comes with the territory. Guess which ones are telling you the truth? The ones that you probably hate the most. Either you hate your sin or you hate the preacher. And that's how we preach here. Black and white. There is no in-betweenites. There's no gray. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, Jesus will spew you out of his mouth. Revelation 3, I believe in 19. Look at this. Trump overrules rejection of transgender beauty queen. This has been in play for a long time, folks. And see, what they don't know is the one that they're supporting is the one that's advocating it. Talakovo, a tall blonde who underwent gender reassignment surgery at 19, holds legal documents affirming her identity as a woman. No, just because you say you're a woman and you're a man doesn't make it so. I mean, if I want to be a horse, can I tell you that I'm a horse and you better acknowledge me as a horse? Absolutely not. This is straight from the mind of the devil. Talakova, 23, was kicked out of the Miss Universe Kennedy competition last Friday, and she was selected as one of the 65 finalists. They busted him for lying. That's what these people bring with them. Yeah, because they're living a lie. But this is what I want you to catch. This man that was dressed as a woman in the woman's beauty pageant was kicked out for lying. And in throwing him out, pageant organizers accused him of having falsified his application when she said she was born female. Adding that Miss Universe organization has rules which to apply all of its franchise around the world. Now, this is where it gets good. In throwing him out for falsifying application, this man carries a Canadian passport, a driver's license, and a birth certificate that all identify him as a woman, appeared on Tuesday with Los Angeles-based attorney Gloria Allred. Okay, then it goes on. This man dressed as a woman that was ousted for lying said, "I was devastated. I'm a woman." No, you're not. You're a man. "I was devastated and I felt excluded for the reason that they gave was unjust." Okay, but then pageant organizers, Trump owns the pageantry, had already reversed course on this man that's dressed as a woman's eligibility at the behest of Donald Trump. Here, this is the actual text right here. Who is president and owner of the Miss Universe organization? Do you remember when the mayor in Donald Trump, I just seen his face. Mayor of New York and Donald Trump. There's several pictures out there. Giuliani. You've all seen the video, and I played it for you before. Donald Trump taking Rudy Giuliani, the mayor from that state, in that city, in that particular city. It's interesting to note that he dressed up as a woman for the Gay Pride Week, and Donald Trump's taking his head and burying his head into Rudy Giuliani's breasts. And I know people think it's a joke, but can I ask you something? Was Tom Hanks on Bosom Buddies, where he lived with the roommate, where both men dressed up as a woman, was it just a joke? When three companies used to make fun of it all the time, was it just a joke? No, they were normalizing it. Okay? What you need to know, friends, is Donald Trump is an appointed devil to lead this country and to hand this country over to those that mean to rule over it. They're doing their best to use whom the people love because they don't know their right hand from their left hand, yet they call themselves God's children. They want to lead them astray, and there's no better way than to do that by giving them somebody that they love that's destroying them. That is the history of dictatorships. I'm going to go ahead and append this article to the comments section on Rumble right when I get off the show. Go ahead, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Love you by what we do. Talk to you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.